Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we are just days away from the home opener for the Arizona Cardinals. They take on the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at State Farm Stadium. Arizona, of course, coming off an impressive 38-13 win over the Tennessee Titans in Week 1, while the Vikings are looking to bounce back from a 27-24 overtime loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. The game marks the return of Patrick Peterson, the 8-time Pro Bowler who spent the first decade of his career in Arizona. So we'll have a lot to say, and Patrick Peterson had a lot to say on that subject. On the injury report, offensive tackle Kelvin Beachum again did not practice yesterday. He's been out with a ribs injury that he suffered in the opener. Linebacker Devon Kennard, the only other player who did not practice, he's bothered by a hamstring injury. On the Minnesota side of things, Everson Griffin, their defensive end, along with Harrison Hand, a cornerback, Eric Kendricks, a linebacker, all did not practice along with Anthony Barr yesterday. So some injury problems already for Minnesota going into this game.
Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating encounter. There's a lot of storylines attached to this. The fact that Patrick Peterson is coming back trying to claim it's just another game. Isn't that just funny?
Yeah. It is, after the way he's...
On one hand, you have Chandler Jones going, yeah, I requested a trade. And then you got Patrick Peterson saying, no big deal, just another game.
No big deal. The game from State Farm Stadium kicks off at 1:05 on Sunday. You can hear it all right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Week 2 got underway last night in Landover, Maryland, and the Giants and Washington football team played a very entertaining game. Dustin Hopkins booted a 43-yard field goal as time expired, lifting WFT to a 30-29 win over the Giants. This came after he missed a 48-yard field goal attempt, but New York's Dexter Lawrence jumped off sides. Oh, Taylor Heinicke, excellent for Washington. Yeah. 34 of 46, 336 yards and two touchdown passes.
Daniel Jones was really good last night, too.
He was.
Yeah, he really
ran
good.
For over 90 yards, didn't turn the ball over, they still lost.
He actually had over 100 yards, but that touchdown run got called back.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That was a very entertaining game, much more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be.
Seems to be the theme of the season.
You're exactly right. It's like this season has just hit the ground at 60 miles per hour.
The NFL, more enjoyable than you thought it would be.
Well, and you look at this, and it's going from D.C. to New York is not a very long plane ride. I'm sure that was very long for the Giants last night. They just handed that game
to
WFT.
They did. How about getting the field goal after the pick? The one mistake Heinicke made, and they couldn't even cash it in to 7 points. We'll have more on that game coming up. More injury news from San Francisco. 49ers linebacker Dre Greenlaw out 4 to 6 weeks with a groin injury. Suffered in their Week 1 win over Detroit. The 49ers have already lost cornerback Jason Verrett and running back Raheem Mostert for the season. So just when you thought, okay, they got hit so hard by injuries last year, can't happen to them again. It's happening to them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's uncanny.
Yeah, it's you wonder, you'd have to wonder if you're them, when do the bad breaks ever end?
Yep, big weekend of college football in the state, highlighted by number 19 Arizona State hitting the road for the first time in 2021. They're going to Provo, Utah to face 23rd-ranked BYU. It's one of only three matchups between ranked teams in the nation this weekend. ASU 2-0, the wins have come against bad teams. BYU 2-0, they've already beaten two Pac-12 teams, including one bad team. Saturday's game kicks off at 7:15. You can hear it with Tim Healy, Jeff Van Rapphorst, and Jordan Simone on the call on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM.
Man, and Herm Edwards has been talking up the BYU quarterback all week long.
Yes, he has. I don't have a great feeling about this game for ASU, quite honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Jordan Simone will join us later on in the show. We'll talk some ASU football with him. The Arizona Wildcats looking to break their 14-game losing streak as they host NAU in Tucson. Will Plummer will get the start at quarterback for Arizona after Gunnar Cruz started the first two games, which were losses to BYU and San Diego State. So now you can connect the dots and you can understand who the bad team that BYU beat was.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That game gets underway at 7.
But like you said, they never lose to NAU.
Oh, my God. I looked all the way back to 2000 because they play NAU pretty much every other year. The scores are ridiculous. 65-41, 62-24, 77-13, 35-0. And AU's getting a paycheck.
Wow.
that's the way.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening.
That's what
here.
It boils
You're
down to
right.
in games like that. D-backs in Houston for a three-game series against the Astros, looking to avoid losing their 100th game tonight. It's inevitable. Madison Bumgarner faces Brandon Belak in the game, which gets underway at 5:10. Pre-game coverage at 4:30. That's on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. And the Mercury, they are on the road taking on the Seattle Storm tonight at 7 o'clock in WNBA action. There
okay.
you go.
All right.
There's your splash.
Yeah.
On this Friday.
Football.
September
Friday.
17th, the birthday of one Dan Bickley.
All right, let's put that to bed.
I'm only saying it over
let's
and over
put
again
because
I
bed.
Know you're like me. You don't like to make a big deal of birthdays.
It's, no, I don't.
This isn't a big. Is this a big number?
No.
Well, I mean, it's a big number. Yeah, it's just not a round number.
Well done, Vinny. Yeah, there's no zeros involved in this one. Right. Well done.